What's up, folks? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. Another episode coming to you, man. Super excited. Brad, what are we talking about today?
Man, we want to talk about thriving in life. So if you want your crop to thrive, stop looking over the fence at the neighbor's crop and focus on yours.
Hey, I love it. Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Man, eat
some
for life, baby.
What it do, what it be, back in the building. Your boy, Wayne, Brad, or Brad and Dwayne for the bad.
What
ass. What's going on, my brother?
How you doing?
Your world, man.
Man, my world is rocking. It's everything's going good. Got two kids. We did some pictures yesterday, and it was an event. It was an event. It was crazy because, you know, you just think that everything's going to go smooth. And, man, when you got two kids, you know how it is. It's
for sure. For sure. Yeah.
Try to wrangle them up.
I love it, man.
Yeah,
man. So as you guys can tell, we're shooting actually during the day. It's a different vibe, man. me and Brad got together during the day to bring you this this awesome topic, man, that I got super excited. But before we get into that, man, first thing I want to invite you to do, if you have not subscribed yet, make sure you subscribe to this channel. Hit that bell. Make sure you get all the notifications. Me and Brad try to be here every Monday. That's our jam. And we just dropped a brand new Spoonettes podcast, so make sure you go check that out. And then also we have another Dr. Approved episode recorded, so get that bell so you can get that as well. And B, I want to do like I did last time, man. Just give a couple of shout outs.
Absolutely.
Some comment, folks, man. We really appreciate the comment and the feedback, man. And so first comment says, let's see, where's it at? Says, I love it. Awesome job. Says, so true. The support at home, no matter what, is what make life doable. I love that. So I don't recognize the person, but thank you for that comment. And also someone says, great podcast. Having a supporting spouse is top tier. It makes everything run smooth. That is correct. So
100.
Thank you guys for leaving your comments. We definitely appreciate it. I'm going to do one more because we do have one more episode.
Yeah, let's do it.
Love you amazing guys. Keep up the great work. I had to do that one.
I mean, I love you back. I love you back. I don't even know who it was, but I love you back.
Yeah, man. So super excited about that. Thank you guys for leaving comments. We'll definitely try to read them. And then we have some other surprises that we're working on in the background. If you continue to like, subscribe, and comment, maybe some goodies coming your way. So, all right, without further ado, B, let's get down to business. Talk to him.
I'm going to start by shouting you out and say, hey, nice shirt, man. Oh, that's what we're talking about today. Boom. Let's get the topic kicked off. All right, so it's all about me versus me, and you know, so I want to talk about one of the jobs that I held for many years. So I worked on a farm. I was a farmer. I was a farm hand for my grandparents many moons ago, back in my teen days, early 20s. I think I worked on that farm for probably around 7 years. And one of the things that my grandparents preached was, focus on your crop, focus on your product. And I think we can relate that to fitness, because a lot of times what happens is we're starting to peek over that fence, right? And we want to know what he's doing, and we want to know what she's eating, and we want to know what extra credit they're doing, or what kind of water, you know, they're drinking the Michael Jordan special stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, and a lot of times what we need to do is we need to pay more attention on the actions that we're taking. Mm-hmm. You know, for farming, man, you gotta put the grooves in the ground, baby.
Yeah, okay, man.
You gotta lay that base, right? And then you gotta plant the seeds properly, okay?
Yep.
And then you have to be so focused on properly watering those seeds. And then what happens is you get a crop that comes up, and it's a good crop. But you know, if you're too concerned with what your neighbors are doing, if you're concerned with what somebody on social media is doing, you're gonna lose your way. And you're going to lose your focus, and then in turn, you're going to fall off.
Yeah, man. No, totally agree, man. I as well grew up on a farm,
hey,
sharecropping in action. You know, big city like Turkey, you know, we got farms, man. So, you know, I know all about plowing the field, you know, laying that straight line. My dad used to fuss at me because I used to drive the tractor and the line be crooked. I know all about that, man. I know about hand planting. We had a little planter thing that you put, put a sprout in and you flick.
Yep.
Somebody know what I'm talking. That noise that made somebody resonated with somebody.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, man.
And I remember the plant machine, man. That everybody was sitting on the back, and they would put the sprout into the hand, and it would go down and let it. See, I'm telling you, B.
We're relating on so many levels right now.
So many levels, man. So, but like you mentioned, you have to tend to your crop, man. You have to. You can't worry about what the next person's doing. And I even take it to the next level, man, because we did pepper and squash. Those are like the main ones in tobacco. Yeah. And so with pepper, you know, you really started looking at what somebody else is doing actually at the market. When it's time to sell it, you was looking down the road like, Does my peppers look better than their peppers?
Yeah.
so you find yourself doing that, man, and to relate that, to bring that all back, because I'm just showing all my country. you know, it's super important that we stay focused on what we have in front of us, man. We're all guilty of seeing social media, you know, seeing somebody do the handstand push-ups. Yep. Like, man, is that how they got the traps or whatever, man? So it's super important that we just kind of stay focused on that. And I know we're going to dig a little bit deeper, but I just want to throw my little country in there.
No, I love it, Dwayne. And, you know, you talk about those handstand push-ups. It's not about doing the extremes. It's about mastering the basics and being consistent and being patient with those two things. I want to call out two people. I want to call out two guys that are big pillars in my life and two people that I look up to for different reasons, one of them being Ty Harper. So shout out to my man, Ty. He's a guy that I coached football with for 7 or 8 years. And we were side by side for many of those years. And, you know, in the early days, we had a program, and this is going to be in my book, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit right now. We were two and five our first year. We were one and seven our first year, 1-6. We had 1 win our first year, 2 wins our second year, 3 wins the following year. And then fast forward 2 years, we won a state championship undefeated season.
Wow.
Okay, we went undefeated, won state championship. The following year, we went back-to-back with state championships. Now, Ty's a guy. He was a young coach at the time. He's still a young dude. You know, we're still young bucks. But, you know, we're young, and there were so many influences in his life, people telling him, hey, try this. There was one guy that actually gave him a how-to-coach football book because we had no success. Hey, wow. Ty, take this book, and I want you to learn how to coach. Okay? And it's funny because it was that preseason that led into the state championship undefeated season. So I always kind of bust out. I'm like, Ty, you read that book. And that's the reason we found success. But Ty had this plan, this master plan in his mind, and he knew what he wanted to accomplish. He knew what the finish line was. He knew what the outcome of his program was going to look like. And he never looked at the crosstown rival. He never looked at the past state championship team. He stayed focused on what he believed in. And the other guy that I'm going to talk about is our boss.
Oh yeah, big dog. Okay,
I mean, how can you look at a guy like Jeff Witherspoon?
Before you go to Jeff, because you hit on something good with Ty. Big shout out to Ty. You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of Remember the Titans.
Yes.
Remember when he was like, you know, the dive, like, hey, we're gonna do this every time, like. It's going to work. It's penicillin. Yeah. Like it's going to work.
Yeah.
You know, so just having that mindset to say, I know this is going to work. Like that is special just in itself, man. Just to have that game plan, to have that strategy, or in y'all case, the philosophy, because I'm sure it was a philosophy thing that he had in mind that it just took time to build, to get everybody on board, to get it developed, because you have to let things develop.
Yeah,
and I know we're going to get into that when we talk about the boss, but you have to give things a process. There has to be a process that goes on in order to see that it works. You can't start it, lose all the games like, oh, it don't work. You can't do that. You gotta give it a process. So, all right, now go ahead and talk about
Dwayne. Sorry, I'm gonna jump back into that topic. You just light bulb just went off. So you think about Remember the Titans. You want to talk about adversity? You took blacks and whites and put them together, and that was one of the first times that the football scene had ever seen, or school scene had ever seen that.
Right.
And that relates to our football program because we took three rival schools and combined them that first year.
Wow.
So three rival schools that hated each other. Okay, yeah. we had Sherman, we had Clymer, we had Panama. That means nothing to you. It's like, you know, it's like your hometown and your crosstown rival.
I guess. Okay.
And you combine those three schools to make one team. Now you're thinking, okay, I have little Billy. Well, Billy's dad played against little Georgie's dad and they hate each other.
Yep.
So we had that adversity the entire first probably 3 years.
Wow.
And everybody from school one was like, hey, we should run this kind of offense.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody from school two was, hey, I want to try this kind of defense.
Mm-hmm.
School three was like, hey, let's try this for special teams. So
mm-hmm.
everybody had their 2 cents to throw in at it. And Ty just stayed on the straight and narrow and said, you know what? This is the game plan. This
wow.
is penicillin. It's going to work. You
yeah.
just have to trust the process.
Wow.
And you know, Jeff, or,
that's
even
deeper, man. That's even,
yeah.
That takes to a whole nother level, man. Mm-hmm. Sure. So,
yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So, I mean, you can just relate that so much to Remember the Titans. And, you know, when I watch Remember the Titans, I'm like, this is the CSP Wolfpack from 2015 to present times because we had so much adversity to overcome. And, you know, Ty's a guy that I look up to in many aspects of life because he's a leader. He's a winner. You know, he's one of those guys that you like to study.
Right.
But the other guy is a guy that we know very well, you
yep.
know, and he's a guy that I admire. He's a guy that I look up to and for several reasons.
Yep.
And you talk about a military guy that came from a low-income family,
yep.
and he had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And his dream was to impact lives. His dream was to change lives, right?
Right.
And, you know, at any point during his journey, I started with E2M in 2018. There was 111 people. There was 111 people. And that included me, my wife, my brother, my sister, and my brother-in-law. There was five
wow.
of us. And, you know, so at any time he could have switched gears and said, you know, I'm only getting like 20 clients every 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try doing this. I'm going to try doing that. I like how Peloton sets up their components. I think I'm going to try what Peloton is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do what Slimbody or I don't know any of the other things there.
Beachbody.
Yeah. At any point, he could have looked over that fence
yep.
and said, ooh,
yep.
I like that. But instead, mm-hmm. he was focused relentlessly on mastering his craft, and he stayed in his lane. Hey, look where we are today.
Look where we at, man. And not to mention looking at the competitions, like even just like, you know, we talked about Ty and the naysayers, you know.
Yeah.
People that, like, you can't train people virtually. You know, personal trainer means you got to be personal, you know.
Right.
And I mean, he was – really ahead of his time, man, with just the development of that, man. And that
right.
really, that's huge just to think about that. But like you mentioned, man, you know, it's easy. It's easy when the chips are down to want to peek over that fence,
sure.
man. It's easy when you don't feel like you're getting what you're supposed to get to peek over that fence, man. And this actually relates to our current clients because you guys are our main audience, man. You know, this going into, what is it, week 7. You know, a lot of people start to peek over that fence, man. A lot of people
mm-hmm.
start to compare their results versus somebody else's results. You know, that's, you know, it starts to show and we get it in the inbox and we see it in the comments and, you know, but we really want to remind you that, you know, first of all, your journey is different. That's the first thing we want to remind you.
Yeah.
Your journey is going to be different. It's not going to be like anybody else's. My, you know, it's funny. Coach talk about the question he hates is how many rounds. That's my favorite question because I love to answer that. I'm like, however many rounds it takes.
Yeah. I mean, time's all relative too. Like
if you
have the body that you desire, like, doesn't matter if it took 2 weeks or 2 years, like it time's
sure.
all relative, you know,
it is.
to my son, you know, to my son, a day may seem like a long time, but to my grandparents that are at the end of the journey, you know, a day is boom. It's you
yeah.
snap your finger and it's done. And just like you and me, like our days are pretty quick, but to my son, you know, he probably thinks a day is like a lifetime because you, sure. you know, it's all relative to who you are and what you believe.
Yeah, no, legit, man. And that's the thing, man, you know, that question, you know, when I get it, another thing I say is like, you know, how hard are you willing to work for it? Like you can do it in 8 weeks.
Oh,
like,
man.
You put in the work, you know, right. but I love that about time, man, because that goes along with looking over the fence, man, because the reason why you're comparing is because you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're not in the space you're supposed to be. And the thing is, and this is where some guilt come in, B, where people, they know they didn't put in all the work. They know they slacked off. They know they didn't.
That doesn't happen.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Does that happen?
Yeah, sometimes, man. You know, they know they didn't do 5 rounds. They did 4. You know, they know they didn't do your scissor jumps. They were just looking at the screen. Yes. They know. You know? And so all of that stuff starts to resonate, mm-hmm. man. But we want to encourage you, even in that moment, still stay the course, man. Because the beautiful thing about fitness, and we're not just talking about E2M. I mean, because at the end of the day, B, everything works if you give it time.
Right.
Everything. Like, you can put me on any plan, and if I give it time and discipline, I'm going to see results. It may be, you know, a different time frame. Again, we're talking about time, but everything is going to work. It just depends on what you're willing to focus on and zone in on, man. So
No, it's a long journey, and like you said, like anything will work with consistency and just patience. You know, you got to be patient with anything that you want to thrive in. You know, my wife and I went to New York City many years ago, and we flew down to Philly to get some Philly cheesesteaks. And you ever heard of Pat and Gino's cheesesteaks?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Pat and Gino's. They're like the staples. That's in the Philly.
Stable, yeah.
And you know, when you are so focused relentlessly on your masterpiece, your craft, right? Pat's and Gino's, they're not worried about making breakfast. They're not worried about making a good pizza or a good pasta or some good tacos. They focus on what they're good at. And, you know, and they're known throughout the entire world because they focus on what's right here. And it didn't just explode overnight, you know. Pat and Gino were, I don't know if they're brothers or cousins, they had some kind of tie or relationship, but you know, they understood that patience, you know, just being persistent and being consistent in your actions and just mastering that craft. And you know, and that's how you find that Emerald City is what I like to call it, the Land of Oz. You know, we talked about that. I talked about that in one of my workouts the other day. You know, when you are, you know, going through, say, an 8-week program, and every single morning that you wake up, you have to go to war. You have to go to battle. Like I like to draw an image in my mind where, like, there's a dense forest, a dark, dense forest, and there's hardly a path through this forest. And what you're doing is you're fighting rose bushes. You're fighting to get through the dense fog. You're fighting just to take another step. But what's on the other side of that dense forest is the yellow brick road. Mm. And, you know, what I like to think of is putting pieces of tape on that yellow brick road. Now, as you progress in your life and as you progress on any journey that you're in, you're going to see frayed old pieces of torn and tattered tape because that was your old limit. And now you establish that new limit and you progress along that yellow brick road and you're trying to reach the Emerald City. When you get to the Emerald City, what is the Emerald City? It's only another forest. It's not really a destination because that's how that isn't that how any journey goes, Duane?
That's
If you want, I mean, some people like to be comfortable. Some people like to get stagnant in life. But if you are truly looking to grow, if you're truly trying to master a craft, each Emerald City is just another forest. And you're just trying to keep finding that Emerald City, trying to find the Land of Oz. But you find it and then you realize, okay, let's go to battle again. Let's go to war again and continue to push yourself. But
I love it, man. I love it. Yeah, actually on my other podcast, man, I mentioned, you know, I called it Fight Friday, man. Every morning you have to fight. You have to be in the mindset of going to battle, fighting to make healthy choices, fighting to, you know, resist temptation, fighting. So you always have to have your dukes up and moving forward, man. I like the Emerald City thing. It's a little disappointing because I'm looking at Emerald City and not looking forward to another dense forest.
it looks so good from afar, and all I want to do is reach the Emerald City. Yeah. And then once I get there, it's tough, man. But, you know, you talk about temptation. You know, you talk about Jeff and Ty, the guys that we kind of talked about a little bit there. You know how much temptation they had to evacuate their plan. You know how much temptation they had to, you know what? I think I'm going to try a little bit of this, or I'm going to dab a little bit over here. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. You know, you can't give in to those temptations, because with time, with patience, yep. You know, without looking over the fence, looking at your neighbor and seeing what they're doing. Yeah. You know, you stay on the straight and narrow. That's going to lead you to a grander life.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And you know, it's funny, a lot of times we look over the fence, man, and we see that green grass, man. Mm. We think it's something special over there. We look over the fence, but you know, again, I'm from the country, man. If the grass is real green, you know what that means? There's a septic tank underneath that. Don't even worry about it.
That's how it is in my hometown too, baby.
Yeah, man. That green, that's the greenest grass on the lawn, man.
No doubt, man.
Line, man.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, you see green grass. It might be pretty, man, but there's a whole lot of boo-boo underneath there. So don't even.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's rich.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, it's true.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the same thing in my hometown. I mean, when you see green grass, you're like, okay, I know it's right there.
But that's a great reminder, man, that you know, the title of this episode, man, is me versus me, man. We have to we can't compare, we can't compete. You know, we have to, you know, be better than ourselves, than our current self. We want to make our current self better. We want to move towards that line, and that kind of brings it full circle.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So, all right, B, anything else you want to jump on before we sit in the next section?
Nah, man, I just want to finish up with, you know, tap into your true potential. Everybody's a little bit different. Mm. Everybody's a little bit different, and you can't compare yourself to anybody else. Even you and me, Dwayne, we're different, in many ways. And, you know, I can't compare me to you, and you can't compare you to me. And
right.
You know, I just want to tap into my true potential, and you're doing the same thing. So everybody just keep tapping into your true potential. Dwayne, take it away, baby.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get into this.
Do you know?
All right, this week, Do You Know is on me. And so this time is a fun one for me. It's not fun, but it's a fun fact about me. You know, I played ball in school. And you know, didn't play on a collegiate level. You know, I wasn't Brad with all the offers and everything, but I was on a almost national, I guess you could say, what was it? The basketball league in college. I was on a basketball league, the little, what they call it in college?
The intramurals?
Intramurals.
Yeah.
I was on a team that beat up on everybody around.
No way.
I wasn't a starter, but I was on the team.
On the squad, man.
I was on the squad, man. So yeah, Fayetteville State intramurals team. We beat up on a whole lot of people. And that's, you know, something that I'm sure you didn't know.
Yeah,
I almost forgot about it myself. And my I saw something that one of my old buddies on Facebook, and I was like, oh, hey, I was on that team.
There it is.
So that's the shoe you know this week.
I love that. Shout out to LeBron James, the King,
man,
all-time scorer. You want to talk about patience? I mean, he's been around the league a minute. So shout out to LeBron. I'm a Michael Jordan guy, but LBJ is right there. The King is right there.
Yeah. Definitely a Michael Jordan guy as well, but have to hat tip LeBron for, you know, accomplishing something, you know, amazing.
Amazing.
It's amazing to shoot and make that many buckets, you know. And I want to speak to the naysayers, like, you know, because he was in the league long enough, but you got to look at his average. Like, he still has like 30 plus average a game. Like, that's not just longevity. That's still hitting buckets, you know? So big shout out.
You want to talk about me versus me. There was a stat that he put like, what is it? $1 million a year into his body.
Yeah.
Okay. Just, you know, talking about, you know, revamping and, you know, really honing in on your craft. He's putting up numbers like he was putting up in his 20s. So anybody that says that he doesn't hack it, man, I don't know if you know any sports.
Yep. So, and this episode is actually post Super Bowl. So, you know, when it drops, it's pre when we record it.
Yeah.
So we'll, you know, we'll figure out who owes who money. But
get your $20 bill ready. Get your $20 bill ready.
Listen, man, always a pleasure. Dipping on with you, my brother. Thank you guys for listening to the Bad Podcast. Make sure you tell a friend. Screenshot your player. I've seen a couple in my stories already. I really appreciate that. If you watch it on YouTube, put us on the big screen and take a picture, take a selfie with it, or screenshot it on your phone, man, and just tag us in it. We definitely appreciate you guys tuning in, man. Until next time, we out of here.